Hello, good evening. Yeah, good evening, sir. My name is Jay. I'm calling from Opinion Research. Sir, we just conducted a public opinion survey on local issues, and we would like to include your response to the study. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Are you a registered voter in the state of Maryland?
I am.
Okay, thank you. Now, scientists say climate change is getting worse due to fossil fuel use. Now, flooding, storms, and wildfires are more severe. And in Maryland, heat waves and extreme rain events are more damaging. Now, sir, the question is, how concerned are you personally about climate change? Very concerned? Somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And I want to thank you for taking the time to help me. Now, a recent study from the federal government, it shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Now, will you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland? Strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree? Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Someone disagree. Now moving on. Some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure that big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost. Now, sir, will you support or oppose this bill? Strongly, somewhat support, or oppose? Somewhat or strongly?
Probably oppose.
Strongly or somewhat oppose?
Somewhat.
Somewhat opposed. Okay, and now, in recent analysis, found that equipment used to heat buildings, such as furnaces and water heaters, caused 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state of Maryland. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that will reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Now, will you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard, sir? Strongly support that, somewhat support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat support.
Thank you. Now, I'm sorry. I'm going to read you real quick a list of various proposals being considered by the state for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change. Now, after each, sir, please indicate whether will you support or oppose the proposal. The first one is a building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorm. We support or oppose that?
Oppose.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. And increasing access to public transportation in Maryland. Same questions, same options.
I would somewhat support that, yeah.
Okay. And how about expanding quality health care in Maryland? Same question.
Strongly somewhat opposed. No, opposed.
Somewhat opposed, okay. And labor rights. We support or oppose this?
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't hear that one.
Okay. Protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise.
Somewhat support, yes. Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, improving electrical grid reliability in Maryland. Same question. Support, oppose, strongly, somewhat.
Electrical
grid.
What was that again?
Improving the electrical grid and reliability. Will you support or
somewhat, yeah, somewhat support, yeah.
Okay. How about providing immediate relief after a natural disaster? Support or oppose?
Yeah, somewhat support.
Somewhat support. And installing air conditioning buildings that needed it. Will you support or oppose this?
Installing it that needs it?
Air conditions in buildings that need it, yes.
I would somewhat oppose that.
Somewhat opposed?
You know,
okay, thank you.
Need legislation for that.
Okay, and how convincing do you find the following statements for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change? Now, remember, these are statements that, you know, both sides of the aisle have made, you know, people in pro and against. Okay, so here's the first one. You can tell me after I read each one if that statement is very convincing to you, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing. Okay, here's the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Big oil and gas companies knew about the climate crisis in the 1970s. Instead of warning the public, they engaged in decades of denial and deception. blocking the transition to cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now, it is only fair that the same companies help pay to protect Maryland from climate change. Now, how convincing is that statement? Very somewhat convincing.
Somewhat convincing.
Now, climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flood management, grid reliability, resilience hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events. Now, very somewhat convincing or not at all convincing or not too convincing?
No, not at all convincing.
Okay. And the communities who have contributed the least to the climate crisis, they have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster, are being hit first and worse by more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. Public investment in the infrastructure needed to protect all Marylanders is a necessary step to reduce inequities caused by climate change. Now, how convincing is that statement to you? Very
somewhat convincing. Somewhat,
now, moving on. If a lawmaker, sir, were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, will this enhance your opinion of the lawmaker, diminish your opinion, or no impact?
No impact.
Thank you. Now, if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build a solar farms in more parts of the state of Maryland, would this enhance your opinion of the lawmaker, diminish your opinion, or no impact?
Yeah, it would. It would somewhat enhance.
Enhance. Okay, thank you. Now, if a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, would this enhance your opinion?
No, diminish.
Diminish. Thank you, sir. We're almost done here. Diminish your opinion. And now, will you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, even if those costs are passed on to consumers? Will you strongly support that, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Thank you. Now, if the 2024 election were held today, from whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
Man, I don't like any of those choices. I don't know.
We can move on. No worries. Thank you, sir. And now, the last few questions, just for statistical purpose only, so we can finish. It will assist us greatly analyzing your responses. Now, into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and older?
65 and older.
Thank you. And with which body are you registered to vote? Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Republican.
Republican. And what is your race? White, Caucasian, African-American, or other?
White.
Thank you, sir. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you for taking the time to help us. Enjoy your day, sir. Bye-bye. All the rest of the evening. Bye, sir.